It's Tuesday, August 20th, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A woman died in a house fire in Ladysmith Sunday morning. Charges for a Spooner man after a fatal UTV crash near Hurdle on Saturday. Residents petition against a detour during repair work on Chetex Long Bridge, and base camp at Mount Telmark Village opened last weekend. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A fatal house fire early Sunday morning in northwest Wisconsin. Ted Allen tells us more.
Firefighters in Ladysmith saw black smoke coming from an upstairs window of the home when they arrived at the scene. Fire was brought under control within an hour and a half. 35-year-old woman was found dead inside the home. Five other people escaped, with two of them suffering minor burns. The home is considered a total loss. The cause of the fire hasn't been revealed as authorities investigate. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Spooner man is in jail charged with negligent manslaughter after a UTV crash Saturday night that left one woman dead. Burnett County Sheriff Tracy Finch said police and emergency responders were called to Schrider Road near Hurdle for a UTV rollover crash at 11:45 p.m. Saturday. Two people were trapped beneath the UTV and responders attempted life-saving measures, but 52-year-old Jennifer Kopinski of Spooner was pronounced deceased at the scene. The driver, 56-year-old Richard Thorne of Spooner, was taken to the hospital for treatment. The sheriff said alcohol appeared to be a factor in the crash and Thorne was placed under arrest. The Wisconsin DNR is handling the crash investigation. Two rollover crashes Saturday evening in Barron County, and the drivers could face enforcement action, says Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald. A vehicle lost control and rolled on County Highway W west of Cameron at 7 p.m. on Saturday. The driver, a 42-year-old woman from Balsam Lake, was ejected. She was airlifted to an Eau Claire hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The woman was not permitted to drive, and the investigation will be forwarded to the district attorney for possible charges. In the second crash, one vehicle rolled on County Highway SS just north of New Auburn late Saturday evening. Emergency responders looked for but did not locate the driver. Nearly 2 hours later, the driver was found after having left the scene. The 39-year-old man from New Auburn was treated for his injuries and released. Alcohol is a suspected factor, and charges are being referred to the district attorney. A project to rehabilitate Chetex Long Bridge is planned for the spring and summer of 2026. Built in 1972 with a new concrete deck installed in 1991, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says repairs and maintenance are now needed on the road deck, piers, abutments, railings, and sidewalk. This work will extend the life of the bridge and save tax dollars, said WisDOT. Project engineers plan to detour traffic via County Highway M, Highway 8, and County Highway SS. The Chetek Chamber of Commerce says an extended detour is unacceptable, and they are petitioning to keep one lane open during the project. Here's Jennifer Blatz with the chamber.
I think the biggest concern is emergency services. You know, an 18-mile detour is not acceptable to wait for a fire truck, an ambulance, police car. I'm going to guess about half an hour, yeah. And the question's been asked several times, well, why can't we just park an ambulance and fire trucks on the other side of the bridge? We don't have enough equipment or manpower to do that. I don't think anyone's disagreeing that we need to repair the bridge. It's just, it needs to be done one lane at a time for emergency services, and the economic impact it's going to have on our businesses is going to be horrible if they close it completely.
The chamber is asking people to sign petitions to change the project. Those are at Chetek businesses. WisDOT is hosting a virtual public meeting on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. The chamber wants residents to log into the meeting and raise their concerns. Visit the Chetek Chamber's Facebook page or webpage, explorechetek.com, for links and information on how to watch or call into the meeting. Base camp has officially opened at the grounds of the Berkey Trailhead. Amargonski with more.
Mount Telemark Village welcomed nearly 500 guests Saturday for the grand opening of Base Camp, while celebrating over 50 years of visitors at the home of the former resort and cable. The building includes a great room with fireplace and seating, coffee shop, bike and ski shops and rentals, bathrooms and showers, and the new Berkey Museum and Gift Shop. Ben Pop, executive director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation, explains the purpose of Base Camp.
I think of it as a gateway. It's a place to bring a community together, get them outside having fun, and then come back together and really talk about the experiences and how great they were. It's a centerpiece at the end of the day, whether you want to come and see friends or hang out. Base Camp and the building and the vendors is really, again, about bringing people back out to Telmark.
Fundraising continues at Mount Telemark Village in order to add more amenities to the site. Pop says the vision includes adding more bike trails, additional bathrooms, a bridge over the road, snowmaking, camping options, options, and much more. I'm Amber Gonski.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.